We all know that Lufthansa Group has already offered a number of international flights to various destinations in South Africa, including daily flights to Johannesburg, almost daily flights to Cape Town. And I would also say that Lufthansa was the only flight carrier continuously flying to South Africa during the COVID-19 pandemic. And now we are pleased to see that Lufthansa is expanding this engagement, becoming the first international intercontinental airline to commence scheduled flights to Mbombela International Airport and the Kruger National Park. Of course, we all know that this is a particularly beautiful part of the world with an incredible nature and incredible wildlife. And this is really the charm about this new connection. The tourists that come here, they can go in a very short time. They are very close to the park. They can go in a very short time to visit the park, to visit the panorama route, and to see all the other wonderful sights our program director has mentioned and that we have seen in the video. Actually, I just let me add one of them, which is Mashishim, in terms of history. The Leidenburg Heads, history very going deep down the centuries. I think another good reason to come here to Mpumalanga. This is good because it can increase tourism and it can help many people who work in the tourism sector, which is very important to this country in general and to Mpumalanga in specific. And we all know that 80% of the employees, the people who work in Sun Parks, they actually work or they come from communities adjacent to the parks. So I think if we uplift these opportunities, I think we are doing a lot also to uplift the life in these communities. And we would expect that the tourism sector in South Africa over the next couple of years, over the next decade, can create more than 100,000 additional jobs in this country. And already now it contributes more to the GDP of South Africa than agriculture, than utilities, and than construction. So I think this is very important figures. Umsebenzio Moningi. And we have to make sure that we are going to develop the sector. So South Africa's ability to attract tourists who come to the country for the natural beauty, its numerous national parks, but most of all, because of its wonderful, warm-hearted people. I think it's a great win for the conservation vision, for the protection of biodiversity, but also in order to increase the understanding and exchange between the peoples and cultures of our countries. It reinforces the friendship. And I think South Africa is also leading the way in ensuring responsible and sustainable tourism, and in this I think it also partners very well with the Lufthansa Group and Eurowings Discover, because I think Lufthansa Group also is engaged in sustainable travel and reducing emissions. I think Lufthansa is the first airline worldwide to use biofuel in their regular daily flight operations and continues to increase their investment in sustainable aviation fuel. So I think this is very important. To make sure that visiting a country, visiting South Africa, is also a sustainable business. And therefore, I'm very pleased to be here as the German ambassador to South Africa, as the representative of a country which actually actively contributes to develop the tourism sector, as we are, if I've counted correctly, as we are the third largest tourism destination for the South African tourism market, maybe even the largest here in Mpumalanga, according to the last figures. And we are determined to continue to be right in front of the statistics and to do even more. Our two countries reached an agreement in July to expand the weekly flight contingent for this tourism season, running from November to April. So German flight operators may now offer 30 weekly passenger flights from Germany to South Africa. And I am hopeful that our two countries also reach a permanent agreement to increase the frequency of passenger flights.